Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be diving in and reflecting on a passage from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, which is super exciting. So we're just going to dive right in. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. And as we reflect on this passage, I think the first time I read this through, I was like, oh, this is kind of heavy, Jesus. But as I sat with it more, I realized that I think the Lord was inviting us and giving us warning, but almost like a loving parent. And so before we kind of move forward, just to set the scene a little bit, we see Jesus here, and he is on the Sermon on the Mount. And so he's just released the Beatitudes for the first time in history, which is really awesome. And now he's continuing, and he's teaching on Mosaic Law. And I think, you know, when we hear him speak about surpassing that of the scribes and the Pharisees, I think oftentimes we see the scribes and Pharisees, they read things to a T and sometimes get a little meticulous. And he's saying, yes, but there's also more. And so, you know, when you hear this commandment, you shall not kill. Yes, this is true. Inherently, you should not kill anybody. But there's also more to it than that. And we see that by these examples. So he gives, you know, these two or three people who are speaking insults against one another. They're, you know, the word raka we see is Arabic for imbecile or blockhead. So essentially they're insulting one another. And he says, if you're going to the altar to offer a gift to God, first you actually need to go back and reconcile with your brother first so that you can give this gift wholeheartedly. And so it's actually a moment of hope because he's giving us this opportunity to, one, recognize the power of our words, the authority in our speech, and two, to reconcile with one another. And so when we talk about the authority of our words, Jesus gives us the power, and he made us, to speak life or death. And well, what does that mean? Well, when we speak life, we're speaking upbuilding truths. We're speaking words so that when the other person leaves the conversation, they actually feel more upbuilt and encouraged and ready to take on the day at hand or the moment or the circumstance. But when we speak words of death, that's actually, you know, maybe degrading or tearing down, and that person leaves feeling not as built up and encouraged. And we have the opportunity to do this, whether we're students, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, wherever we might be, we have this opportunity to step into this authority of our voices. But the Lord knows that we're human because he made us and he loves us. And so he knows that we're probably going to mess up and maybe slip up a few times here and then. And so he gives us this grace of reconciliation. And when we break down the word reconcile, it actually means to make friendly again. And so to go and restore that friendship and to repair that relationship. And so we are able to do this and to restore the friendship between one another, but also with God through the grace of reconciliation, the sacrament, which is even the most high form. And so the Lord is so merciful, and it gives us hope that it's okay if we make mistakes, actually, as long as we are seeking to love like him with charity and honesty and purity in the moment. And if we maybe slip up, he has given us this opportunity and this saving grace to come back to him. And he wants us to know that we're never too far. He says that, you know, myself, he says that you are never too far gone for his mercy, that he actually wants to give it. And he wants us to be with him always in the kingdom. And so Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this opportunity to grow in charity each day. And we ask that throughout our day today, whether we may be in the office or at home or driving to work or at the grocery store, that you would highlight the people that you're calling us to love more intentionally. And if there's anyone that we are being called to reconcile with or forgive, that you would give us the courage of heart to step into those moments with grace. And so this has been a reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 through 26. And again, my name is Teresa. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. May you have a wonderful and blessed day. And may the Lord's mercy give you renewed courage and hope in every moment, in every season. Thank you, and God bless.